This is 91 point, or this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, Danielle. Welcome back from having COVID.
Thank you. It feels good to be back. I had a nice little stay in the COVID hotel. If anybody has questions, ask me about it. It's quite the experience. I have some stories. Today is a very, 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 very special day on Radio for Henry and I, because today is the week after President's Day.
This is the week after President's Day special.
This is the week after President's Day special.
It's the most important Monday.
It truly is, and we've actually been working on it for how many years at this point, Henry?
I can't count. It's been too many.
Not even enough fingers and toes combined. How many toes do you have?
That's a personal question.
I'm sorry.
I don't feel obligated to answer that.
No, I didn't mean to push anything.
Yeah, that's very personal for you to come out here and ask me how many toes I have.
To break the third wall, do we have everything set up to start playing our songs?
I think we do. I think we finally have everything set up, and I can't believe it, guys. But there's an Elliott Smith song in the playlist here, and I didn't put it in.
I put it in, you guys, by default.
It's incredible.
Yeah, the first song I have queued up is Say Yes by Elliott Smith. And I have to attribute Maddie Wilson.
Shout out to friend of the show, Maddie Wilson.
Literally, I don't know if she's listening right now, but I listen to a lot of Maddie's playlists in my COVID stay. So a lot of the songs I'm going to play, I did take from Maddie. So this is just giving credit
just
where credit
straight,
is deserved.
Straight stolen from her.
This Monday, the week after President's Day Monday, is straight stolen from Maddie Wilson. Okay. So yes, Say Yes by Elliott Smith. Pretty little song.
Pretty good little song. Pretty good Goodwill Hunting core song.
Goodwill Hunting by Black Country New Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after. We broke up a month ago, and I grew up. I didn't know I'd be around the morning after. Been wait and see a happy day, and then you pay and feel like shit the morning after. But now I feel changed around, and instead of falling down, I'm standing up the morning after. Situations get fucked up and turned around sooner or later. I could be another fool or an exception to the rule. You tell me the morning after. Crooked spin can't come to rest. I'm damaged bad at best. She'll decide what she wants. I'll probably be the last to know. No one says until it shows. See how it is. They want you or they don't. Say yeah. I'm in love with the world through the eyes of a girl who's still around the morning after.
Mm-hmm. touch my cheeks and do my lips. Swing my hips just like you. Smile and behave. A circle of perfection, it's what you gain. Then one day I met a guy, he stole my heart. Ticket to paradise. Mama, I'm not too young to try. We kissed, we hugged, we were close.
So what you guys just heard was Little Trouble Girl by Sonic Youth. I think it's a very cool song. I don't really have many more comments on it than that. I hope that you guys enjoyed it.
Let's go, Sonic Youth!
Let's go, Sonic Youth. If you switch around the letters in Sonic Youth, you get Yonic Sooth.
Yonic Sooth.
And I just think we should draw attention to that.
That's not switching around that many letters.
It's actually, that's called a spoonerism, when you switch around the two first
is
letters.
Is that like the actual name?
A spoonerism, yeah.
That's a
so
word.
Like Shenri Hifrin.
Shenri Hifrin?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a real word.
Whoa. Well, if that's not real, then that means that Joni Mitchell didn't go to Tufts.
Joni Mitchell, favorite Tufts alum.
We honor Joni every single
we
day.
We stand.
It's actually the obligation of every radio show on WMFO to give an acknowledgement to Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, our most prestigious Tufts alumni.
Oh, well, here's actually a serious story for once. I was creating my radio playlist on Apple Music today. Henry and I join our songs on Spotify. I am double-fisting platforms, but I create my playlist on Apple Music, and I included a Joni Mitchell song, and then I went to Spotify to add it in. So, okay, not most of the times I don't try to defend Apple Music's superiority, but that is something Apple Music has that Spotify doesn't, is Joni Mitchell, and
yeah,
you cannot some, really fight
yeah,
me.
Yeah, but we have Joe Rogan.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh,
God, play the next song, play the next song.
Oh, God, friend of the show, Alex G.
Friend of the show, Alex G.
Quick shout-out to Alex G.
We love Alex G.
We love Alex
G. It's all about Alex G.
Thank you.
floating a garden is hot for the heaven, and we're only bluffing. We're not ones for busting through walls, but they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can't have it all. He's gonna wangle a way to get out of it. She's an excuse and a witness who'll talk when he's called. But they've told us unless we can prove that we're doing it, we can't have it all. We can't have it all.
We just heard that was Southern Sky by Alex G. Great friend of the show. Quick shout out to Alex G.
Shout out to Alex friend of the show.
Shout out to Alex G, friend of the show. We played him on the show. Shout out to Alex
He's been on the show. He's been played on the show before. And today he was actually just played on the show.
Yeah, he was just played on the show. Shout out to Alex G. And then we had Suspended in Gaffa by Kate Bush. That's such a normal song. There's not much to say about that song.
It's pretty
just,
average.
It's just so normal and average and like a like any regular song that you would hear. But
I got a text from my mother saying, WTF is this?
What the F is that?
Henry, this is a family radio. Be careful.
F is in family. What the family?
No, I kind of like that. I think that like...
Kate Bush is queen!
Okay. Something I've noticed about myself is that when I get sick, and this is with a lot of people, but when I get sick, there's a lot of time to do nothing but like listen to music. So I've kind of associated different artists with different illnesses. And COVID was pretty into the Velvet Underground.
COVID is Velvet Underground.
Like Nico and the Velvet Underground. I don't think I actually, no, I didn't cue anything for today.
If Kate Bush was an illness, what illness would she be?
Oh, that's such a good question. You guys can send in your answers.
You know how.
You know how to reach us.
You know how to reach us. Send in your answers.
Though I guess we can be called now.
Yeah, well...
I don't mean to remind you guys,
now,
but...
Now you actually know how to reach us.
Uh-oh. It's not a funny joke anymore when you know how to get to us.
Yeah. Kate Bush has to be, like, a really fun, like, flamboyant illness.
Like what, Henry?
Like jaundice.
Oh, that is fun and flamboyant.
So your skin turns yellow.
I love jaundice.
I'm... Big jaundice.
Yellow is my favorite color.
Of skin.
Oh, God. Okay, the next song we have up for you is Confirmation by Westerman. I don't really know any other music by Westerman, but I think that this is a very vibey song.
What about Easterman?
Easter. Have you ever been to the Norther Man?
The Southern Man?
The Southern Man. Oh, God. We don't go
the
there.
The Northwestern Man?
The Northeastern Man. Shout out Northeastern.
Shout out Northeastern.
Any of you guys listening? Any of you truckers listening?
Any commuters commuting out at the late night commute?
Any Northeastern commuters?
Yeah.
In this late night commuter
this,
hour?
This Western Man song is for the Northeastern Man.
For the Northeastern
you,
commuter
you
man.
You know who you are.
And if you are you, call in.
Please.
All right. Confirmation.
All right. What does our resident big thief expert have to say about this?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. That was called Wake Me Up to Drive, and it's from the album that was recently released by Big Thief called Dragon New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. Yes, that is the title.
That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful. It's 80 minutes of pure art, in my opinion. It's really nice. I recommend you guys check it out. It's really pretty. It doesn't really stray that far from their old sound. And they're just really talented musicians. I think it's a really good album. Can't really say anything bad. I think that song that we just listened to, Wake Me Up to Drive, is kind of silly. Like, it's really pretty, but the drums are just, like, very fake
so
sounding and, like, detached.
So silly. So quirky.
It's quirky drums, if you listen again.
If this song was a queen, she would be a quirky one.
The quirky queen?
Yeah.
Who's the quirkiest queen?
Kate Bush.
Oh, what about Queen?
Kate Bush.
What about, like, Queen? Like, you know those guys who made the music?
Who made the song Bicycle.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe some other things, I don't
bicycle,
know.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my bike.
Yeah. That one. It's a pretty good song.
Yeah. Up next, we have, rare for us to have any rap or hip-hop on the show, but I found a clean version of, AT Alien's, the title track from Outkast's debut album. This song slaps. It's great. This was the first album from Outkast. They were working in the dungeon for a while, which was, like, the name for this rap collective in Atlanta. Of Andre 3000, Big Boy became Outkast. Janelle Monae was there for some reason.
Janelle Monae was there.
Yeah, she was just like in the dungeon too, working with them. They shout out the dungeon in this song too. It's sick. This is just like from their debut album, which is just like super chill, vibey, I don't know, like setting out their signature sound for just like their flow, messing around with the beat. I'm just happy that I could find a clean version of it to play on the show. So yeah, we have AT Aliens by Outkast coming up.
The future of the world depends on if or if not the child we raise gon' have that syndrome. Or will it know to beat the odds regardless of its skin tone? Or will it feel that if in tune it, it just might get picked on? Or will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone? The alienators, cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the piece of my pie. Now break a tenfold, can I get some reply? Now everybody say,
now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all the pimps, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all the pimps, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah.
Every day I sit while my in school, thinking about the second album at the dungeon, shooting pool like ES to the PN, cause we just to the B in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married, carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated. And now I'm sitting at the end of the month, I just made it like you made the B team. And like your daddy's wife, you're making a coffee. You heard the ATL, and so back the hell up off.
Shh, softly, as if I play piano in the dark. Found a way to channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. God works in mysterious ways, so when he starts the job of speaking through us, we be so sincere with this. Here. No drugs or alcohol, so I can get the signal clear as day. Put my Glock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war, okay?
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all the pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all the pimp shit, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah.
All right, that was just a Supermassive Black Hole by Muse off of their third album, I want to say. Black Holes and Revelations. Often up in the air when people talk about Muse, which album of theirs is the best, but usually it's some mismatching of the first three. This one is definitely up there for me, but it's also when they started to lean into their sillier side, and then their music just sort of got wacky from there. But I'm a big fan of this song because it's like everyone is like, oh, Muse sounds like Radiohead, and then just like, yeah, but they're silly about it, and they love distorted guitars. They love their distorted electric guitars, and it's keeping with the little space theme that I have. I got Southern Sky, ATLian, Supermassive Black Hole.
A little silly and spacey today.
A little silly in space, some might say.
Henry, I'm not sure if I've ever told you this, but I think you should know that you are my muse.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Every piece I write for thee.
Aw, babe.
Aw, hello, formal date.
Aw, hello, formal date.
Oof. Didn't age well. Okay, so we are a community-oriented radio show. So that means I have a PSA to read to you guys, and this one's kind of fun because it's a game. See, you're going to have to guess what I'm describing. Are you ready, Henry? You're the only player here.
Okay. Let me get in the zone. I'll try to guess it. Lay
There's
it on me.
Something very dangerous in your home. Okay. Any guesses yet?
A leopard.
It can be hiding in a closet.
Still a leopard.
Or waiting in the basement.
I think leopard still works.
It's not sharp.
Okay. I think leopards aren't sharp, but their teeth and claws are.
Yeah, it's not sharp or toxic.
Okay, I'm going with bowling ball.
Okay, or flammable.
Still good. Like really like giant boulder sized bowling ball.
Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Bowling ball.
My favorite household item, my giant boulder-sized bowling ball.
Everyone's got one. Here's the answer. Using a ladder, ding, 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 might seem easy. If you guys guessed ladder, send us your names, and we will mail you a check of $50,000. Mail it. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Directly into the trauma center. They fell off their ladders into the trauma center.
150,000 people last year alone, and the best part is there is no indication of what year that's talking about. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. That's a good line. Let me repeat it. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. Yeah. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. Thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, just
throw
unmute.
If you have a ladder in your house, throw it away. Like, get rid of it as soon as you can.
It's gonna come.
It's going to get you.
It's gonna land you straight with the other 150,000 people from last year.
Let me just tell you, if you thought having a leopard in your house is dangerous, we're not even talking about leopard safety on here. We're talking about ladder safety.
We could do leopard safety next week.
That's telling you something about the comparative danger that these things hold.
I'm going to bring back some attention to the joke I just made that I'm not sure was acknowledged of, if you have any questions, please unmute. Some good Zoom humor for you.
Aha!
Oh, God, it's a phone call. Oh, my God, it's a phone call. Oh, my God.
Hold on 1 second. Okay. Caller, you unmuted.
Hello?
Who is this?
Caller.
Hi. My name is Seymour.
Oh, Seymour who?
Oh, Seymour Butts.
Oh my god.
He got us.
We've been got.
Yeah, I'll be expecting my check in the mail.
All right.
Oh no, I forgot people could reach us.
Yeah.
Could I request a song?
No,
you should.
That's not how this works.
We have a set playlist.
This happens for years. If you don't listen to that part.
All right, that was Seymour.
There's
Butts,
that caller. Seymour Butts. Next up for you, we have Blue Ridge Mountains by Fleet Foxes. It's a song that will make you think of driving through the mountains as it's snowing out in northern Massachusetts. Or maybe that's just a me thing. But it's a pretty song.
Aren't the Blue Ridge Mountains like
they're not in Massachusetts at all. No, but it's like the vibe of the song.
The vibe is Massachusetts.
And also, I really only have Massachusetts and like New Jersey as a good pinpoint of places I've lived. So.
The two states of America.
New Jersey, the two most crucial states.
All right. Yeah. So Fleet Foxes coming up. That was just Baby, You're a Rich Man off of Magical Mystery Tour by a small band. I don't know if you've heard of them or not. They're this small indie rock group. They're called, I think, The Beagles.
Oh, The Beagles?
Yeah, The Beagles.
From Australia?
Yeah, they like the dog, I guess. So,
like the dog beagle?
Yeah, the dog beagle. So.
Like that bug beagle?
What?
Like
what?
That bug beetle?
What?
You know?
Yeah.
So, guys, there's this one time, and the song that we have next.
Oh, yeah, so there was this one time where,
Yeah. I was actually there for that.
Yeah, and then the,
Yeah.
So the song that we have coming up next.
Yeah, so what's going to happen next is we're going to play a song, and it's called Many Times by Dijon.
Mustard?
Literally... If everyone makes that joke every time I mention Dijon, at some point it's not funny.
Literally,
I'm sorry, Harry, you struck a nerve.
Literally, everybody makes the Dijon mustard joke, and it is not funny.
Henry, I feel that you're mocking me, but I'm upset here. We're going to talk after this break. We're going to have a conversation.
The dads are going to have a conversation with each other.
We still love you guys, but we're just going to have a little talk between the two of us. It doesn't mean we love you any less. Anyway, this is Many Times. You know the artist.
Yeah.
Henry, please cue it so we can have a conversation.
There you go again, head low, putting on a show again. It's the holidays, how come it always ends this way? You can't take the pressure off you just to put it on me. Talking to your friends on the phone, airing our dirty laundry. Strawberry, raspberry, candlelight, satellite, television, x-ray vision. What's it gonna take for you to listen? Well, you can change your mind now, but you can't change.
No?
Dijon. Baby boy. all right, so you know who this is talking. You know the show. You know the artist coming up. It's Weezer.
It's Weezer time,
guys. All right, this is coming off the Black album. I believe that this was a 2016-17 album. White album was 2016. It was... All right, the point is, this is... Weezer with Rivers Cuomo was like, this is going to be our dark album. We're going to curse on here and make it, like, super edgy.
But, Henry, we can't curse here.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, only two songs on the album curse.
Oh, weird.
So it was for no reason. This song, though, High as a Kate...
Kate Bush.
High as a Kate Bush.
High as Kate Bush.
I wish I was high as Kate Bush.
Queen.
Queen, absolute queen. This song's pretty fun. It has a pretty fun music video where Rivers Cuomo pretends to be Mr. Rogers. And I like it a lot. So here is High as a Kite.
Wait, Henry, before I just go do the thing.
Oh, yeah, we in case we don't have enough time after the song ends, this is Great Songs for Dad, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Test Freeform Radio.
Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys
for listening.
We love you, except for the guy who called in with the bad Bart Simpson
And the others of you that we do not love. Yeah. But you know who you are.
You know who you are.
I feel high.